Just under 3 years in, and Governor Jeff Landry has already issued more executive orders than his predecessor, John Bel Edwards. Jeff Palermo explains.
Landry has issued 406 executive orders.
He's using this process that has no legislative or judicial interaction to really shape state government.
La Politics Weekly publisher Jeremy Alford says the executive orders create new boards and commissions, merge departments, and streamline permitting processes. He's also used them to advance his education agenda. And not every executive order has involved major policy.
Recognizing the influence of Dolly Parton.
Alford says there's been very little pushback to his executive orders. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Tulane University is breathing new life into Charity Hospital, which has been shuttered since after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The university is spearheading a $500 million effort to convert the hospital into a pioneering medical research facility. Construction is expected to be complete in 2029. While the world is mourning the loss of Dolly Parton, that is certainly true of the crew of Dolly. Sarah Post with the crew of Dolly says they were founded in 2020 by a group of women who are diehard fans.
We wanted to go to this event in Bay St. Louis called Dolly Should, but then none of us were able to go. So we just decided we were going to dress up as Dolly and go out in the French Quarter on the day of the Bosom Buddies Parade.
The crew is doing a celebration of life second line in memory of Dolly on September 5th, 9-5, as in 9-5. You'll find details on their website. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.